Oh, hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode of the Legal Page Podcast. Now, today I am diving deep into S corporations. And with the upcoming tax season that we're having, it's really important to understand the benefits of S corporations prior to March 15th, because that's the deadline to file for 2021. And if you're listening to this later, it's just important to note all of the reasoning behind why becoming an S corp and designating as such as an LLC is important for tax purposes. S corps offer investment opportunities, perpetual existences, and that ultimate coveted protection of limited liability, just like an LLC, because you're going to stay an LLC. I'll tell you all about it in this episode. But the best thing is, unlike a C corp, S corps only have to file taxes yearly, and they're not subject to double taxation. So they're very, very similar to LLCs. You will be an LLC, but file as an S corporation, and you're going to save a hell of a lot of money on self-employment taxes. So let's dive right into it here in this episode. You're listening to the Legal Page Podcast, where we chat about life and business with a legal twist. I'm Paige, attorney and photographer helping online businesses and creatives tackle their business dreams without breaking out in hives. No more legal mumbo jumbo. This podcast features simple, bite-sized advice that'll have you legally legit in no time. Are you ready? Let's get started. As a reminder, before we get into this episode, I am legally obligated to give my disclaimer. So I am an attorney, but I am not your attorney. All legal information I talk about on this episode is intended for the masses and a large variety of different businesses. I am only your attorney when you hire me and we sign an engagement letter for me to work specifically on your legal issues. Please feel free to seek out another attorney in your hometown if you need specific legal advice or contact me for more information. Alrighty, here's the episode, friends. Alrighty, so the first thing that I want to go over is, what is an S corp, Paige? So S corporation stands for subchapter S corporation, or sometimes called a small business corporation. And what this is it's a special tax status granted by the IRS. And it lets corporations, because you are an S corporation, you are a corporation that's going to pass their corporate income credits and deductions through to their shareholders. And generally speaking, S corporations do not pay income taxes. So remember, C corporations pay income taxes themselves. It's called double taxation. And then C corporations pass their INCs, right? Whenever you're incorporated, you're going to pay on your incorporation, and then you're going to pay again for income tax purposes as a shareholder of that corporation. So if you're a solo entrepreneur, which is what many of you are listening in, I want to tell you why S corporations are superior for self-employment tax liability purposes and how you can save a lot of money for self-employment taxes. But I want to go through the steps here because this is very important. So people often ask, Paige, how do I start and form an S corporation? Well, step one is, please make sure you file as an LLC in your home state. As an S corporation, you're actually not a type of business formation. You're just a tax designation. So in order to be an S corporation, you first have to form your business as some type of limited liability company or incorporation in your state. And I always suggest for solo entrepreneurs, just file your articles of organization as an LLC for legal purposes in your state. Then you're going to have this limited liability protection around you. You're going to be a registered business entity in your state. And then you're going to elect to be an S corporation through the eyes of the IRS. But before you file your Form 2553, you need to make sure that you meet all the IRS requirements of becoming an S corporation. So first, S corporations can only be for domestic companies and corporations, which I'm sure you're in the US, so you're good there, right? Check. You only have allowable shareholders. So they have to be individuals. They can't be partnerships, corporations, or non-resident alien shareholders. You're probably good here too, because you're probably actual U.S. citizen, you're an individual, and you're the only shareholder. So check that box as well. You cannot have more than 100 shareholders, which you're probably good, right? You probably don't have a huge S corporation where you have a crap ton of shareholders. It's just you. Good. Check that box. You only have one class of stock, which is true. You're probably not issuing stock at all. If you are an S corporation, you're just doing so for self-employment tax liability relief. And in that vein, you probably do just, you're not issuing stock. So you're just transferring all of your profits from your business to your one shareholder, which is you. So you're good. Check. And you cannot be an ineligible corporation. So there's certain financial institutions, insurance companies, international sales corporations. I think there's a few more on that list, but all of there's exceptions to the rule always, right? In the legal world and the tax world, here's what the law states and here are the exceptions to this rule. So you probably don't have to worry about this. I'm sure you're not an insurance company or a financial institution like a bank. So I'm sure you're an eligible corporation. If you are just an LLC that's providing services or small products to your customers and you've already filed as an LLC and you're a single member LLC, you're the sole 100% owner of that LLC, then you're okay. You can probably check all your boxes here. You've met the IRS requirements. You can elect to be an S corporation. So the next step here, under step two, is you have to elect for S corporation treatment through the IRS. So you've satisfied all those IRS requirements and you're going to submit what's called a Form 2553. And you can make this election at the same time you file your taxes as well by filing a Form 1120S, but that's only in your first year of business. You really want to ensure that you are choosing to become an S corporation at the right time. Oftentimes, I don't suggest doing this right away unless you project that you're going to make over six figures, probably in your first year, and you're only going to pay yourself like $50,000. I'm going to get into that here in a second. But usually you're just going to file the Form 2553. You're going to make this election by March 15th. It's 75 days after the beginning of the year. So usually it's March 15th, unless we're on a leap year, you know, the jazz there. But 75 days after the beginning of the year. So you have to file to have that entire year to be elected as an S corporation. You can also do it 75 days after your business came into existence. So if you're a new business as well. And there's lots of guides online on how to fill out a Form 2553. So you can definitely do this on your own. But I'm going to get into why, you know, there's certain things you have to do as an S corporation that really need the assistance of an actual certified public accountant, CPA. And so I always suggest you just have a CPA do this on your behalf. Also, they take on that liability of if they do something wrong with your S corporation election, then that's on them. They have obviously accountant insurance. And it's important in professional liability insurance. And it's important to put that liability in the hands of your CPA instead of you doing something wrong. So again, in order to qualify for an S corporation in the same year that you're applying for it, you must file Form 2553 no more than 2 months and 15 days after the beginning of the tax year the election is to take effect. So that's about 75 days usually. No more than 2 months and 15 days is what it says actually online. And so it's by March 15th, essentially, usually every single year. March 15th is your day. So if you want to file for 2021 as an S corporation for tax purposes and designate as an S corporation, you need to file it by March 15th, 2021. If you do it after, then you won't be elected as an S corporation for this year, but you could be for 2022. Now, step three is you need to put yourself on payroll and pay yourself a reasonable salary. The biggest benefit of S corporation status as a single member LLC is you don't pay federal income tax and instead you only pay employment tax, that Social Security and Medicare taxes on employee wages. So all other income is paid to shareholders in the form of distributions and those are not subject to self-employment taxes. And this makes the S corporation extremely attractive to many small businesses. So I'm going to give you some examples here on why this would make sense. Say your business makes $150,000 in net income and you're just an LLC. $150,000 is going to pass through to your personal tax return as an LLC, and you're going to be paying all of your federal income tax and self-employment taxes, those Social Security and Medicare, on all $150,000 of your net income. If instead you're going to file and designate as an S corporation, you're still an LLC, remember, and you're going to pay yourself a reasonable salary of $50,000, which is probably a good reasonable salary for most business owners, then $100,000 will not be subject to self-employment taxes. You're going to pay all of your other income taxes, of course, on your other $100,000. But the $50,000 will be subject to your income tax and your self-employment taxes, that Social Security and Medicare, because that's only on employee wages and you're the only sole employee of your business. So this is where you save tens of thousands of dollars. That can be an upwards of 15% saved for employment tax, self-employment tax purposes. And if you're going to pay 15% on $100,000, and that's, you know, $15,000 right there. That's a lot of money. I mean, I'm putting it in easy to understand terms here. Of course, this is going to be a little bit more in depth with your accountant crunching all these numbers for you. But you'd only be paying 15% essentially on your reasonable salary, that's for self-employment purposes. You're going to pay other taxes as well. But self-employment taxes, let's just say they're 15% blanket. Then you are only going to pay that on the $50,000 instead of $150,000. So you're saving essentially $15,000, give or take. Okay. This is why it's really important to consider S corporation status. Basically, when you hit the 50K to 60K mark, there's no bright line. I always like to give that disclaimer as a lawyer. I can't tell you your CPA is going to have to crunch numbers, and they literally have programs to do this. Like, okay, if you make this much, like, what is your threshold where you will be saving lots of money for self-employment taxes? Because they're going to calculate what is, your expense of putting yourself on payroll. Are you running it? Is your accountant running you on payroll? What you are, obviously, when you're on payroll, your business is going to pay a portion of your taxes because you're a W-2 employee now, and you are going to pay a portion of your taxes on every paycheck. So they will factor all of that in, and then they'll say, okay, so the cost of putting yourself on payroll, say, is $3,500, but you're saving $15,000, if that scenario that I just talked about with 150K was still at play here. That makes sense, right? Okay, I'm going to pay $3,500, but I'm going to save $1,500. Sweet. I basically just made $11,350. Like, that is perfect. I've saved here for tax liability purposes. That's what they're going to do. Those are the numbers they're going to crunch. And it just depends. Like, if your business is making, say, $70,000 or $80,000, maybe even gross income. Okay. This is where it can get complicated. If you are making anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000, I would say, in gross income, and you haven't really calculated all of your expenses yet and deductions, it might not be worth it to become an S corporation, because you're probably just going to be making the same amount of a reasonable salary as you would that's passing through from your LLC to your personal taxes anyway. If you're taking home about 50 to 60K in net profit, and that's what you would pay yourself, right? That's null and void. It doesn't really make sense. Potato, potato, don't become an S corporation. There's way more things you have to file. And S corporations do have to file their own tax return. The tax return just doesn't get actually taxed. It just passes through, but the IRS knows what your S corporation actually made. So there is some more hoops you have to go through. And that's why it's important to talk to a certified public accountant so that they can tell you, yes, this is a good thing, or no, I don't think right now becoming an S corporation is actually going to benefit you in the long run. I always tell people it's just when you're probably going to make more than 50 to 60K on your personal net income every year. That's when you want to just start considering it, because you're probably going to be projected to make a little more next year and a little more the year after that. And if you can give yourself a reasonable salary of $50,000, $45,000, you're still going to save some. You just have to factor in the expenses of putting yourself on payroll, having a CPA do this for you, so on and so forth. But that is a good hypo for you to kind of understand why it's important for employment income, because you are subject to all those FICA payroll taxes, that 15.3%-ish of gross wages. And then that savings is the remaining profits from your S corporation are not subject to self-employment tax or FICA payroll taxes. You're only going to be incurring those fees for what your employee wages are, and you're the only employee for your business. Want to know how to pick the best business structure for your business and your business and personal taxes? TLP has a free guide just for you. The legal page is going to walk you through how to select either a sole proprietorship, LLC, or S corporation for your specific business structure. In this guide, TLP goes over the tax implications of each structure and the benefits to each. Just go to thelegalpage.com/choose-your-business-structure. Again, that's thelegalpage.com/choose-your-business-structure to get your free business entity guide today. So, some things to be aware of that I wanted to point out. Ordinary business expenses such as rent and taxes, advertising, company provided employee benefits, depreciation, interest, it can be subtracted from the profits and income to arrive at the net income for the business, but you can't do it afterwards. So you can't try to like subtract mileage or an home office deduction later on when you're an S corporation. You actually have to pay yourself rent for your home office, so to speak, and you have to do that by year's end. So like in December, oftentimes my accountant and I are always, I'm an S corporation, I'm an LLC and then designated as an S corporation. And so for the legal page, I'm like, okay, what would an equivalent of an office be in my hometown if I were to be renting it out? Instead, I'm having a truly designated office space at my house. So I would be paying rent to myself from my business, and that would be subtracted from the profits of the business. So the Legal Page LLC just pays me personally for an office expense. It's like saying, okay, this CEO of the business gets X amount for an office expense, X amount for an internet expense, X amount for a phone expense, X amount for advertising or depreciation on a large piece of equipment. All of those have to be subtracted by year's end in order for you to reduce your tax liability and net income that you will generate for your business. And in some cases, the cost of forming that LLC, running payroll, and paying payroll taxes is just more than what you'd save on taxes. And I already mentioned this, but I want you to be aware of it. Again, this is why I'm saying it again. Check with your local CPA. You want them to crunch the numbers and be like, okay, if you hit $74,000, that's your number. Like that is what you need to make. Plus, you know, try to hit 74, 84, 94, keep going. You will save on self-employment taxes if you file as an S corporation now. And you have to project because you have to file your Form 2553 by March 15th every year. So you got to know by March 15th, what am I projected to make in 2021? And should I file as an S corporation? Probably yes, if you're making upwards of six figures, the answer is always going to be yes. And this in net profit, right? Not gross profit. So if you're upwards of six figures and you're not an S corporation yet, do it right now. Go talk to your CPA. If you need recommendations on CPAs, I know lots of them across the country that work for small businesses and understand the world that we live in. So I can give you good recs. Just reach out to me on Instagram or, you know, thelegalpage.com. But it's usually that wiggle room, the gray area of like 50K to 100K is when you really need to think about an S corporation, but check with your CPA to make sure it makes sense for your specific business. And you have to remember different localities, different regions are going to have different reasonable salaries. And according to the IRS, if you're paying yourself a reasonable salary as an S corporation, it has to be reasonable. And there's various factors to consider there for reasonableness. if in, you know, a reasonable salary for a photographer in Montana is going to be very different from a reasonable salary for a photographer in Orange County, California. The standard of living is different. And so you have to be able to argue the reasonableness of that if you were to ever get audited through the IRS. Another thing, just be aware, when you do become an S corporation and you are, of course, doing this for some tax benefits, you do get probably flagged a bit more from the IRS. So you just want to make sure that all of your books are legit, that you probably have a bookkeeper on hand, you're using a verified and certified CPA, and just make sure you're doing a little bit more when you become an S corporation, because you probably have a higher likelihood of getting audited, and you want to make sure if you do get audited that everything is squared away and your audit will go seamlessly. There's also some strict requirements that you have to do through the IRS for an S corporation. And if you don't meet any of those requirements, the IRS can revoke your S corporation status immediately, and then they will tax it as a C corporation instead, which would be hugely problematic during tax season. So just don't violate any of those IRS requirements that we talked about at the beginning of the episode. And again, just if you're a fast growing company, you might add on more shareholders, so on and so forth. You're going to need to work with a CPA on this. Don't do it yourself. Now, besides that reasonable salary, you also have what's called owner distributions as the solo shareholder and owner of the S corporation. So if you're a solo entrepreneur, you're an LLC, you file as an S corporation, you're going to be paid your reasonable salary. Say that's $50K. But then you're like, okay, well, I actually want to take home like 70K or something. You can designate 20K as owner distributions from your S corporation, as long as you're not trying to be uber shady and the government then just says, oh my gosh, you just had way too low of a reasonable salary and all you're doing is taking owner distributions. They'll catch that if you're an S corp. But the good news is if you do need a little bit here and there and you want to give yourself a bonus in every quarter or something like that, say you want to give yourself, I don't know, a $5,000 bonus every quarter, that would equate to $20,000. And then you'd essentially be making 70K every year alone on your person, right? Just yourself. And so that's also very possible. And those owner distributions, of course, are going to be taxed for income purposes, but not self-employment purposes. And so you do save that 15%-ish on any of your owner distributions. You just want to make sure they're not crazy and that you're just giving yourself an owner distribution is essentially a bonus for making a lot of money during that period of time. You don't want to do it consistently. You don't want to make it look like you're just adding a bonus onto your reasonable salary every single month. Don't do that. Do it sporadically. Okay, let's recap. So is forming an S corporation right for your business? Consider these things that we talked about. The most important thing to think about when deciding whether or not to designate as an S corporation status is are those tax benefits right for you? So this is going to require reaching out to a CPA in your state to really help you look at your finances and weigh your options. Remember, usually around the 50 to 60K net profit mark is a good indicator that it's time to start looking into becoming an S corp and really having that intense conversation with your CPA to crunch some numbers. And then remember, every business is different. Determining that quote unquote reasonable salary under S corporations through the IRS for you as a business owner can be tricky, and it's going to differ from locality to the type of business that you actually run and what's the median and average amount and reasonable salary for that specific area of service. It's best here, again, to work with that certified CPA on this. They're going to be able to tell you, yes, we'll be able to argue all day long that that amount is a reasonable salary for you, where you live, the type of lifestyle you live, so on and so forth. So S corporations, again, are always due around March 15th of every year if you want to designate as an S corp during that year. And it's, you know, it's important because you can't do it in November or December if you're like, man, I made a lot of money this year. I want to become an S corp and save for tax purposes. Well, you're a little too late. You're just going to have to do it for the year after. So I don't want you to get in that situation. Really, really think about it. Be forward thinking as a business owner. How much do you project to make this year? Are you an LLC? Are you all set up and ready to go? And then if so, maybe electing as an S-corp is a good idea. So hopefully you found a lot of information valuable in this episode. If you need to talk further and want to continue the conversation on, you can hit me up in DMs, or a really good place to do this, because there's a lot of other business owners who are considering the same thing you are, whether moving from an LLC to an S-corp is a good idea. You can ask those questions in the Legal Page community on Facebook. You just type that into the search bar, and there's thousands of other business owners in there that would probably love to have this conversation with all of us. So have a great one, and I will be back here on the Legal Page podcast in our next episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Legal Page podcast. See, I told you being legally legit isn't so scary. Be sure to visit thelegalpage.com for all show notes. And it would be super awesome if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review. Last but not least, don't forget to join my free Facebook group for unlimited legal and biz Q&A. Chat soon, Legal Pagers.